Today, President Bush defended the vice president's refusal to release secret documents about policy discussions that involved the now bankrupt Enron Corporation. At issue are records of meetings Vice President Dick Cheney held a year ago while preparing the new administration's energy program. Congress has been trying to see those records for months, and the nation's comptroller general has said he will sue to get them. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The call for information on the Cheney Energy Task Force meetings began last summer. Even back then, the General Accounting Office, which serves as the investigative arm of the Congress, said that the White House was impeding its job of oversight by refusing to turn over documents detailing who met with the task force, when they met, and what was discussed. The whole matter was put on hold after September 11th, but it has taken on a renewed urgency with the collapse of Enron. Vice President Cheney addressed the issue yesterday on Fox News Sunday with a charge that partisanship is behind the push for records.
As a result of the Enron corporate collapse, some of the Democrats on the Hill are trying to re-energize this and try to turn it into some kind of political debate with respect to Enron.
And while it's true that many Democrats in Congress have been calling for the release of the Energy Task Force records, there have also been Republicans saying Congress has a right to see the documents. Additionally, the head of the General Accounting Office, the man threatening to sue in order to get access to the documents, is Comptroller General David Walker, who served in the administrations of Ronald Reagan and the first President Bush. Walker was not willing to give an interview for broadcast, but told newspaper reporters that Cheney's claim that he's entitled to executive privilege is wrong. Walker says that in his role as head of a group developing national policy, Cheney is subject to GAO and congressional oversight. This afternoon, the president was asked about reports that the GAO may now go to court to get the information. He said it's a question of whether the administration should be allowed to have private conversations without everybody knowing about them.
This is a part of how you make decisions, is to call people in and say, what's your opinion? What's your opinion on stem cell? What's your opinion on energy? What's your opinion on the war? And in order for me to be able to get good, sound opinions, those who offer me opinions or offer the vice president opinions must know that every word they say is not going to be put into the public record.
The White House also put the argument in even broader terms. Cheney said it's a question of reversing a decline in White House authority that goes back decades.
We've seen the War Powers Act and Anti-Impoundment Control Act, and time after time after time, administrations have traded away the authority of the president to do his job. We're not going to do that in this administration. The president's bound and determined to defend those principles and to pass on this office, his and mine, to future generations in a better shape than we found it.
The administration also appears willing to take a possible public relations hit on this subject. Polls show that Americans see the refusal to release documents relating to the meetings the Energy Task Force had with Enron and with other energy companies as an indication that the Bush administration is hiding something. Some Republicans in Congress have also urged that the documents be turned over, telling White House officials that it's an issue that could hurt the administration and the party in this year's midterm elections. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.